Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And as you heard there, we won't know for a while about whether two pro football teams will be sharing that new stadium in Los Angeles. But what's it like to manage one of those arenas that two teams share, especially the indoor ones that host two professional teams, along with touring pop stars, the circus, Disney on Ice? Dave Brown is the general manager of the American Airlines Center in Dallas, one of the biggest arenas in terms of ticket sales in the country. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, and we know that the Mavericks play there. Who else takes up space in your arena throughout the year?
We have two professional franchises at the American Airlines Center, the Mavericks, like you mentioned, and also the Dallas Stars of the NHL.
And how many nights a year are these sports teams playing there in the arena?
Sports teams, between their preseason, regular, and postseason, play about 100 games per year at the center.
And do they ever want the same night?
They always want the same nights. The weekend nights are the prime nights, Friday, Saturday nights, and then Thursdays are, you know, next in line. And so it's a juggling act to get the teams the dates they want and, make sure that, they get their full season schedule in.
Well, and how do you decide if they have a conflict and they both want the same night? How do you pick which one gets it?
It's a negotiation. We sit down each year with both teams and we get the calendar out in front of us and they have to submit a certain number of dates to their respective leagues, and it's much more than are actually scheduled because the leagues can't just take the dates we give them and make those work. So the teams have to decide between the two of them who get what dates and weekend dates and who's on the road at what time when one team might be the home team. So we sit down, and it's about a day's process to negotiate the dates.
And in addition to these teams, obviously there are a lot of other events, concerts and things like that at the arena.
Absolutely. We host over 200 events a year, so you can double the number of events, versus just the team events. Generally, those have to be plugged in after the teams get the dates they want. Sometimes there's big shows that come along that are scheduled almost a year in advance. Most recently, the Adele shows, two shows that we scheduled next November. We pulled those away from the teams, scheduled those for her, and therefore they won't be available to the teams next season.
So Adele gets priority over the hometown team.
There's a few acts from time to time that we will make accommodations for just because they are such big acts.
What's been the biggest event that you've ever had to deal with hosting at the American Airlines Center?
Well, just recently we hosted seven Garth Brooks shows back in September. Seven sellout shows, 20,000 guests per night. That was the most number of consecutive shows we've hosted for any one act, and it set all kind of records here for us.
So here's the thing I've always wondered about is when you have that 200 events a year plus the Mavericks plus the Stars, how do you change the American Airlines Center, or how long does it take, how hard is it to change it from a basketball court to a concert stage to an ice arena?
Well, fortunately, our building, is only 15 years old, and in those 15 years, there was a lot of technology has come along to assist us to make these conversions quicker, more efficiently, with less labor. It's just like a big jigsaw puzzle, and once you know how to put it together, it gets easier every time you do it. Fatigue is the biggest problem that we have with the staff changing back and forth night to night. Sometimes you have two events in one day, even. On those days, we try and do a conversion in less than 2 hours. That can get kind of stressful and fatiguing.
And is the ice always there underneath the floor?
Yeah, you always have to have the ice. The ice is always in. You can't take it out and put it back. You just go on top of it. There's specialized insulating material that allows you to do that. So you put the insulation down, and then you can do anything you want to on top of it, basketball, rodeo, concerts, any type of event that can be held in an arena, we can do over ice.
And how many people does the arena fit?
We host about 20,000 guests for most events. Basketball's a little bit more, hockey a little bit less, just because of the playing surface size difference.
And it must just drive you crazy when one of those 20,000 guests spills their popcorn all over the floor, and that has to be cleaned up.
That's part of the job, and that's it's part of the hospitality process. It keeps people employed as well.
How many nights a year do you have nothing going on in the American Airlines Center?
maybe 50 nights a year. Hmm. And our goal is to fill those 50 nights. We want to be busy every night of the year. And then if we can get away with multiple events per day, we'll do that.
But it must be kind of nice to wake up and know that you don't have to set it up for anything.
It is nice. I mean, it is somewhat stressful when you're converting from basketball to hockey or back the other way. It has to be perfect. You know, the playing surface for basketball and the playing surface for hockey. These athletes are the best in the world in their respective sports, and there's no room for error. You can't have anything go wrong with the playing surface. It has to be to spec and has to be in perfect condition. If an athlete gets hurt because it's not, that's unacceptable.
So if you're the general manager, do you get to meet the star if you want to?
If I want to, yes, but...
And who's the most interesting person you've been able to meet there at the center?
Well, I've got a long career, and it ranges from, you know, current-day acts like Garth Brooks and Adele, all the way back to when I started in the business, I was able to meet Frank Sinatra. So
wow.
There's a lot of folks I've had access to. I really don't go out of my way to meet them. I'm sure that they do the same as well, but... It's just part of the business. You get a little bit numb to the star factor.
That's Dave Brown, the general manager of the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Dave, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.